Blog Talk Radio.
Become my new permanent resident, so I'm very excited to be here. Just got off of an awesome weekend with a celebrity charity fashion show from Mr. Michael Keith from the R&B group 112. It was a very, very nice show. So I'm very excited that it's over, and I'm excited to help plan the next event with the S Firm. So what's been going on with you, sir?
That sounds like very exciting stuff, by the way. I'm just chilling regular, man. You know, living the regular life. You know, not as star-studded as yours, you know, but you're Diva J, so that's what people expect, the star-studdedness, if that's even a word. I don't think it is.
I was just about to say that. Like, is that even a word?
Yeah.
A star-studded.
Star-studded.
Okay.
We're just going to enter that into the Urban Dictionary.
Right. Like, on the locker room, we do unconventional things. Therefore, we say unconventional things. So that's the joy of the locker room. I've actually missed you. How ironic
I know,
is that?
Yeah. No, it's not ironic at all. You know, when people spend an elongated time away from me, that's usually the response I get. Is that they missed me.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It works like that.
Okay. I was just trying to be nice, but you took it to a whole other level. But okay, I feel you.
No. It's cool. I understand. I understand that in the midst of your star-studdedness or your star-studded life, that you found time to miss good old Al to do. But you know what? The feeling's mutual. Wouldn't be the locker room without you. And we're happy to have you back.
I know that's right.
Right.
Talk about these playoffs.
I know. We got a lot of ground to cover. We are in the final round of the conference playoffs in both the East and the West. Indiana took care of the New York Knicks last night in Game 6, finally eliminating the Knicks. Therefore, they'll meet up with the Miami Heat. Of course, you got Memphis. The Grizzlies, of course, eliminated OKC, and the Spurs eliminated the Golden State Warriors. That series is underway. In fact, they're playing Game 1 right now, with San Antonio leads 31-14.
Yes, it's an awesome, awesome game right now. It's very thrilling. I'm watching the game right now, and usually the Spurs don't give me excitement, but right now they're giving me excitement and fulfillment. as we prepare to take care of the Memphis Grizzlies. So I'm kind of excited about the series. I'm on the West Coast, I rock with the Spurs and OKC. On the East Coast, there is no other team other than the Boston Celtics. There is no one else. So, you know, I'm rocking with the Spurs right now. I know that they'll take care of Memphis. The game against Indiana and those other team, that other team out there with the dinosaur family. With the dinosaur family.
The Miami Heat.
Yeah, them, those people.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see them take care of Indiana. I will Indiana take care of them because I need for the dinosaur family to go ahead and do things.
You do realize that Indiana is a heavy, heavy underdog.
That's fine.
That's okay with you.
That's perfectly fine with me.
Okay.
We know how I feel about Miami Heat. I mean, for those of you who are new to the locker room, Diva J cannot stand the Miami Heat. She is totally against that the Heat movement. She can't stand LeBron James. And she really wants that tail dactyl looking face, Chris Bosh, to go away. Like, just go away. He is like a thorn in my side. He's like a punk. Like, I would love to say another word, but we are a family friendly show. However, I am not a Chris Bosh fan. I am not a LeBron James fan. The same way I feel about the Ravens is how I feel about Miami. And now that I'm no longer near the Ravens, I don't even have to throw so much shade they way no more. So a lot of you Ravens fans should be excited that I don't live in the area no more, because now I don't have to throw so much hate your way.
You know what's interesting? Diva J is right. Her hate for the Miami Heat is well documented on this show, on Twitter, on Facebook, wherever she is. She just hates the Miami Heat. She also hates the Baltimore Ravens, as she just explained. But what's interesting is that her hate for the Baltimore Ravens must have somehow fueled them in last year's NFL postseason, because as we all know, the Baltimore Ravens are now the Super Bowl champs, or the defending Super Bowl champs going into this season. Now, I wonder if that's got something to do with Diva J, because obviously she hates the Miami Heat, and they are clearly the favorite to come out of the East, not only just to come out of the East, but to beat whoever they faced coming out of the West. And they just happen to be the defending NBA champs. So Diva J, how do you explain that? Is it just that you hate teams that are at the top? Is that what it is? Do you hate winners?
No. Oh, my God. No. First, you know what? I'm glad you asked that question, because maybe you need some clarity.
First of all,
I hate the Baltimore Ravens because they're in my division. I hate the Steelers and I hate the Browns. So that's just no pun against them. I just hate any other team that's in my division, which is normal. With the Miami Heat, I hate LeBron James. I'm not against, like, Dwayne Wade is alright, you know, he's cool, whatever. That's not my team, and I don't rock with them. But I don't like the Miami Heat, just like I didn't like the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not a LeBron James fan, period. I don't like him. Never been a fan. I've had the unfortunate pleasure to meet him, and me meeting him made me not like him. So, you know, hey.
I don't understand how meeting LeBron James.
About teams that are at the top. Excuse me.
I'm about to try to break down the dichotomy of the situation, the dichotomy of your relationship or lack thereof with the Miami Heat, LeBron James. Now, here it is. How can you not enjoy a chance meeting with possibly the greatest basketball well, I won't even say possibly. He is the greatest basketball player playing today. and is going to be in the conversation of greatest of all time. How is that a negative?
You made me yawn, literally. Okay, so I met LeBron James when he first got drafted into the NBA. And I remember walking through the mall, and it was a crowd around him, and me and my friend, we were looking, and we were just like, who is that dude? Like, we'd never seen him before. On top of that, he wasn't attractive, so we kept walking. Okay, so what's the bottom? What happened? Okay.
No, I'm laughing.
Okay. So we keep walking, and he stops, and he's like, oh, so y'all not going to speak? And, you know, immediately my smart mouth comes out. I'm like, so who are you? And he's like, I'm LeBron James. Like, and LeBron James is who? And he's like, I just got drafted to the NBA. And I'm just like, oh, congratulations. You know, what team are you going to play for? And he was like, I'm going to play for the Cavaliers. And I said, oh, is that a, you know, who is that? And he was like, it's a Cleveland team. And we're like, Cleveland had a team? Right. Shows how relevant Cleveland is in Ohio. Okay. So he's like, where are you guys from? And we're like, Cincinnati. And he's just like, yeah, I didn't know Cleveland had a basketball team. Like, I'm like, I thought it was new. I thought it was something that just happened. So the cockiness and all of that crap really just, you know, turns me off. You know, fortunately, I have opportunities to be around celebrities anyway. So me meeting him was kind of like, ugh. Like, your attitude was like 130. Your ego was like 130. I understand, you know, the hypeness about you getting drafted. It was just the manner. It was the manner in which he spoke. And naturally, I have an attitude anyway. So he caught my attitude, and yeah, not a fan. And plus, the other thing that bothered me was like, he was like 19 or 18 years old, and like his hairline was behind his ears. So that really bothered me.
Wow. Here's the thing, though. I'm just going to play devil's advocate real quick.
Right.
It sounds like you disrespected LeBron.
How?
First of all, by dissing the Cleveland Cavaliers in such a rude manner. Cleveland even has a team? Sure, Cleveland has a team. They've been around forever. They've been punching back with Michael Jordan.
First of all, Devil, let me make this clear. When he first spoke to us, you should have said hello. You don't say so. You gonna walk past me? That was number one. That was error and mistake number one. He wasn't really gonna get too much further with me after he made that comment. Just gonna be honest with you. First of all, if we walked past, apparently you weren't important enough to speak to. Second of all, nobody asked you what you did or who you was with. You noticed us. We didn't know the shoe. So, yeah, no devil.
Which is the error on you and your friend's part.
That's not the error on my part. I'm sorry.
Yes,
you weren't important.
That is LeBron James. You should notice. Take heed to LeBron, the king.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
King James.
First of all, I was in a mall, which means that my mind was focused on one thing and one thing only, shoes. For him to try to step in between me and getting shoes because he wants to waste, you know, that was a minute and a half off of my life that I would never get back. Never. I won't get it back.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking of, let's keep it right there. Speaking of time that you won't get back. It seems as though the Boston Celtics have to come to grips with Father Time. Because the Boston Celtics' average team age is probably 43. They're all got achy knees and got the locker room smelling like Ben Gay and Geritol and Vicks Vapor Rub. Tiger Balm, you know, all that stuff old people use on their aching joints. And it just so happened that the Boston Celtics were eliminated in the playoffs in the first round by the New York Knicks. Now, Jay, I want your take on this. What is your take on the Boston Celtics currently?
That's my thing. We not going nowhere. Stop hating on their age. Because a lot of people in NBA wish they could be as great as the Celtics. First of all, the Celtics have more championships than any other team in the NBA. Let's be clear on who we're, let's be clear on who we're talking about here. Let's be clear on who we're talking about. Aged or not aged, there is no other NBA team who will come close. Miami will never come close to having as many championships as the Boston Celtics do. Currently.
I got
to
cut you off.
So
I got to cut you off because the Los Angeles Lakers are only one championship behind the Boston Celtics.
Did I say the Los Angeles Lakers? I said the Miami.
No, you said there is no other NBA team that will come close, and one team just happens to be really close.
Okay, well, let's be clear then. All right, we want to talk about the Lakers. Let's be clear.
We got a caller. Caller. Great timing, by the way. State your name. Where are you calling from?
My name is Rick Peters, and I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, Ohio, Rick Peters. You have the floor.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I've been trying to get on this line for about 3 weeks, but seems like y'all be deep into some serious stuff. I was listening. one of my things here is I was listening to the young lady talking about LeBron spoke to her. I just kind of wonder what is the right way to approach a woman, because a lot of our sisters have that bounce back attitude when anybody speaks to them. So it's kind of hard, even if you do have money or don't have money. Number two is Stephen A. and LeBron has the biggest forehead, way back hairline I've seen in my whole life. Number two, I heard her talk about Boston Celtics. Check this out. You got a couple of young guys that's going to step up to the plate, and the old guys are going to sort of dwindle a little bit. Like, you probably can still keep Garnett because height stays in the league longer than small. You know, he can play the center. What you have to do, though, Paul Pierce is not going to be the go-to man. It's going to be Green. Then you got Rondo coming back. The other thing I wanted to talk about was my Knicks. Where do I find me in guard? Never seen a guard go through that. Miss nine floaters, man. Just pitiful. Nine floaters, what? Man, in the middle of the lane. And the other thing on that, they had so much hollering about a dunk getting blocked. And the dude that blocked the dunk was 7'2". He's supposed to block everything come through there. Well, my, you know, so no. And I have to give kudos out to Carmelo, because he showed up three quarters, kind of remind me when LeBron was with Cleveland, played hard all the way to the end and was so tired, they hollered that he deferred pass. No, the man was tired. So he's giving it to somebody else to come on, man, help me out a little bit. So that's about the same way that went. So I look at
absolutely
him. My center, he was too busy arguing instead of playing the game. Chandler was too busy arguing. Jason Kidd showed me nothing. Felton showed me nothing. And the coach could have put Marcus Camby in for a few minutes. These coaches are kind of stuck on certain players. Kudos to Chicago. You know what I mean? You played six guys against the best team in the league, and you think you're going to beat them? They got the number one player in the league, and you playing six to seven guys, and you think you're going to beat them? Sometimes offense offsets defense. You can't stop everybody. They all pros. So you can feed me back on those questions.
Absolutely. D.V.J., I'm going to let you start with how women should be approached.
Okay. First of all, when I met him, he was like, oh, so y'all not going to speak? Like, that was error number one. You don't ever approach a woman and say, oh, so you're not going to speak? Like, we weren't in the crowd. We walked around the crowd that was crowding him. So if you wanted to catch our attention, then you catch our attention in a manner that wouldn't allow us to jump back with, especially me, jump back with an attitude with you. Like, you aren't paying him any attention. We were headed towards the shoe store. And for him to be like, oh, so y'all not going to speak? Like, you weren't in our area to speak. There were a crowd of people covered around you. And you're mad because two additional females did not stop to acknowledge you. Now, in regards to his hairline, it's not attractive. It's behind his ears. He is the most aged 27, 28-year-old I've ever seen in my life. I'm not a fan. I'll never be a fan. I mean, he got talent. I ain't going to, you know, hate on the man's talent, but I'm not a fan. If I'm not a fan, if I don't rock with you, I don't rock with you. That's basically how I am, especially when it comes to sports. He turned me off when I first met him, and I've never been a fan since. You can never create a fan out of me after I felt like you disrespected us in the middle of a crowd of people because we didn't speak to you. Like, there was a crowd hovering around you. I'm not going to make my way through the crowd to come and speak to you and acknowledge you when I don't even know who you are. That wasn't going to happen. So it was just the manner in which he approached was very disrespectful. So, you know, if I snap back and I get an attitude with you because you were disrespectful, I think you deserve it.
Okay. Now, as far as the rest of what Rick from Dayton had to say, I think that Boston, like I joke with Diva J all the time, are victims of time. And time has caught up with Boston's best players. That would be Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett. Now, that's excluding Rajon Rondo, of course. He's a young guy, and he may be the best player on the team, arguably the best player on the team.
His name is Rajon. It's not Rajon. It's Rajon.
Rajon, Rondo, whatever. shout out to Conceited, by the way, for that one. But anyway, time has caught up with Boston. It is time for Boston to move on. And I agree that people like Jeff Green and Rajon Rondo should be the new leaders of this team and this franchise to lead them, to greener pastures, if you will, because it's just not quite green enough in Celtic land right now. But moving on, the New York Knicks disappointed me so badly because I thought New York, out of every team in these playoffs, had the best chance to beat the Miami Heat. I thought they matched up well. Indiana, however, is no slouch, and they proved that. A lot of fuss was made about the block, and I think that the fuss was made because it was Carmelo Anthony. Got to give him that. Carmelo Anthony is a superstar in this league. people expect him to dunk on people all the time. Unfortunately, 7'2" Roy Hibbert had other plans. Didn't think that was going to be the case. I do think Mike Woodson could have went deeper on his bench, especially when they start hitting shots, bring Novak out to maybe stretch the floor a little bit. Jason Kidd disappeared entirely in this series. So that's my take on that. Thank you again for calling in, Rick from Dayton.
I appreciate it. One question before you leave. The lady still didn't tell me how to approach a young lady. She just told me what the guy said. So what is the correct way to approach?
Okay. Well, I mean, when you approach a lady, especially you approach her with respect, you know, it would have been better if he had been like, you know, hey, ladies, how are you doing today? Blah, blah, blah. I'm such and such. Like, start off with an introduction that would keep her attention. Don't start out with an introduction that would make her, you know, catch an attitude, possibly, or, you know, turn her off from whatever you have to say. Like, your initial impression is what's going to make her pick up the phone when you call or pick up the phone and call you. But if the first impression is all off, don't expect a phone call. But you have to approach her with respect first.
Agreed. That's a good assessment right there, Diva J. Approach a lady with respect. However, That's the king.
I don't care who he is. I don't care if he's
Michael
King
Jackson. James.
You better know how to approach somebody if you want a good response.
Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. Hold up. I don't think Michael Jackson has to say.
You're not going to speak on the bridge.
First of all, no. I'm not speaking. Rest in peace, Michael Jackson, the greatest of all time. I believe the greatest entertainer ever to walk the earth. It's just my opinion. However, Michael Jackson doesn't have to approach you with respect.
The hell he
Michael
don't.
Jackson,
he's still a human.
Michael Jackson is beyond human.
I don't care what you say. You better say
Michael Jackson could have walked up to Diva J, not said a word, just backhand slapped her.
Right.
And moonwalked out of there, and you should grovel.
Grovel? Okay.
Grovel. Totally joking, ladies. If any ladies are listening to the show, don't take me serious when I say things
please
like
don't.
That. I'm totally
please
joking.
Don't.
Michael Jackson is a human.
Delusional.
Michael Jackson is a human. As much as he tried his best to look like the lady from Planet of the Apes towards the end of his life, he was human.
You are not speaking ill of the dead on this phone.
I'm not speaking ill of Mike. I told you my thoughts of Mike. I think Mike's the greatest ever. Ever. No debating. But you would be remiss. You would be lying to yourself if you said Mike didn't resemble the lady from Planet of the Apes towards the end.
I've never seen Planet of the Apes.
Okay, so did Mike look more like a black man or a white woman?
So, my birthday is next month, and I'm going to get off you. What are you
going to
give me for my birthday? I just
want to
know.
I'm going to get you a copy of Planet of the Apes so that the next time this conversation comes up, you have a better answer.
I would suggest that you give me something that I won't return back to the store.
So you're telling me that you return Planet of the Apes? It's a great movie.
It's not something that I would watch.
But it's good.
Hence why I haven't seen the movie, because it's not something that I would be interested in watching.
You have no
culture.
Not
good. Everybody has a different definition of what they consider to be good.
You're void of culture.
No, I'm not. I'm actually a very cultured individual. But, I'm just damn tired. However, I am not going to be watching Nobody's Planet of the Apes. That's not something that I would be remotely interested in. And I won't pretend to be. So, back to the gift that you're going to give me for my birthday. I think it should be something that comes in a box. And it should have two pair inside of them. It should come in twos, one left and one right. Can you guess what that is?
I'm not really good at the guessing game.
One left, one right, and approximately 5 inches, and maybe a 2 inch in the front.
2 inch in the front. Okay, I'm going to tell you what this sounds like. You let me know if I'm right. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Okay, this sounds like some shoes.
It does. You're right.
All right. So here we go. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to tweet LeBron James.
No,
I'm going to include you on the tweet. All right?
Please don't.
I'm going to say, LeBron, at Diva J says, well, actually, I got to call him by his Twitter name. I'm going to say, at King James, at Diva J says, your first impression or her first impression of you was tainted by the fact that she was shoe shopping and you approached her in a way that was unladylike. That, in a way that you shouldn't approach ladies. That's what I'm going to say. Then I'm going to say, to make this up to at Diva J, I have concocted a plan where you send at Diva J some of your signature sneakers.
Hell no. I'm not going to wear that. I said 5 inches in the back and 2 inches in the front.
Hold on. I wasn't finished. I say, put a 4-inch heel on your signature sneakers. Elongate them a little in the front. There you go. What do you think?
I think that's a negative.
Anyway, the San Antonio Spurs continue
possibly, let me tell you what I do like. And this is for all of the listeners that are listening. Okay. Diva likes stiletto. Okay. Possibly be 5 inches and above. I can rock 6 inches depending on the make of the shoe. I like a platform in the front. And I also like for them to be red bottom.
This is a sports show, lady. I'm not sure you can play basketball in those. I'm not sure
you can
run a kickoff
game,
back in those. I'm not sure you can return Roger Federer's serve in those.
I will have you know, sir, that when it comes to sports, that should go hand in hand. I had the absolute awesome pleasure of meeting WNBA star Desmond Thomas of the Atlanta Dream past Friday. She walked in the fashion show, and she's absolutely awesome. And girlfriend can work some heels, let me tell you. And I also have the pleasure of going to meet the team, courtesy of her, next week during practice.
Sounds
and she's
like
also going to set up a meeting for me to meet one of her very good friends, WNBA star, Miss Candace Parker.
And I'm a fan of Candace Parker.
That's wonderful.
I'm a big fan of Candace Parker. You know
That's
who
wonderful.
Else I'm a fan of?
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams.
Serena Williams.
I said yes. Speaking of Serena Williams, she won the Italian Open today. Beating
awesome.
Victoria Azarenka 6-1, 6-3 in the final there.
I have a question for Alfie. What does she wear?
What do you mean?
What did her outfit look like? I'm sure you can describe it to us.
Oh, absolutely I can describe it. It was a blue mini skirt with an orangish, yellowish top. And it looked great on her. It looked awesome.
In all of her glorious glory.
In all of her glorious glory. Looked amazing.
I bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Shout out Serena Williams for winning in all facets of life.
All facets of life. All
facets.
But anyway, you know.
Winning.
I'm not a fan of LeBron, and I'll never be a fan. However, back to the birthday gift for me. But I just want you to know that fashion, WNBA, and NBA and all sports are awesome with fashion. And let me tell you how I know this. Because a year ago, I had the awesome pleasure of going to an Orlando Magic and Washington Mystics game. Not Mystics, excuse me, Washington Wizards game.
And I wore
a pair of awesome blue stiletto heels that matched the blue and white blazer that I had on. And Dwight Howard saw me because I sat right behind him, and he told me, he complimented me on my outfit and my shoes. So they go hand in hand. Thank you.
That's very nice. I wonder what do you think Dwight Howard is going to do this offseason? Does he re-sign with the Lakers? Does he go somewhere else?
If you go ahead and make me happy and come on home to Atlanta and go to the Hawks.
That is a possible destination. They've been talking about that. But I just don't think the Hawks are the right place for Dwight Howard.
They are definitely the right place for him. What better place to play than to play for home?
A place that actually has a shot of winning.
No. See, it's people like you who, you know, you make the game. You take away from the game. See, you take away from the game. See, look at Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose is from Chicago. He plays very well at home. Derrick Rose ain't going to another team just to get a ring. He's going to get a ring where he is. See the loyalty there? See, that's a word that people don't recognize these days. It's called loyalty. So you have to be loyal to where you're from. See, if he came home, because let's be for real, when he got drafted anyway, he wanted to go to the Hawks because that's his home team. You can't go to another team and just become a star of a team that already has a star. The Lakers already have a star. Kobe will forever be their star as long as he's playing on the team. He will not be replaced by Dwight Howard. And until Dwight Howard actually comes to grips with that, actually understands the dichotomy of the team and the breakdown of the Los Angeles Lakers, he will never prosper there. You can't go there and automatically become a star because all it's going to do is become a Kobe and Shaq team all over again.
Uh-huh. And hold up. Let me ask you this. What exactly was wrong with the Kobe and Shaq team? By last count, they won 3 championships together.
Which is awesome, but it won't happen with Dwight.
Why not?
Because Dwight ain't ready. See, when
Dwight
Shaq came,
ready.
Shaq was a seasoned player. Dwight is
Dwight
not.
Dwight has been in this
See,
league
Dwight,
at least
Dwight
5 years.
Too much. Listen, that doesn't make you a seasoned player. See, Dwight Howard is becoming too Hollywood. Dwight became too Hollywood. He was doing too much.
He's in Hollywood.
That's it. Okay. All right. We're not going to get anywhere with this conversation. We're not going to see eye to eye.
No. I'm trying to understand what you are talking about.
Just because you play for Los Angeles don't mean that you gotta be la-la, you gotta be in la-la land. See, when Kobe first got on and he got married and everything was all good with him, he found Hollywood too, and he ended up cheating on his wife and having to do stupid stuff, you know, to maintain his marriage. Like, Derrick Rose is not Hollywood. He played for a great team that has an awesome legacy, but he's not Hollywood, and he's not gonna go and become a Laker to become that. That's what he's not gonna do. See, when you get so caught up in the Hollywood world, you forget about the game.
Let me tell you this: if Dwight Howard goes to play for the Atlanta Hawks, Dwight Howard will never win an NBA championship. I'm on record saying
that.
This show is on demand as well. So after this show, listeners, you will be able to pick this audio up.
He will not win one with the Los Angeles Lakers. So now
I'm not saying he will.
Okay.
But listeners of the show, after this show is off.
What's the point of what you're saying?
The point is,
basically, you said he's not going to get a ring at all.
No. The point I'm making is he should go somewhere where the shot of him winning the championship.
Where is that somewhere? Where is that somewhere?
Chicago.
He shouldn't go to Chicago. He shouldn't go to the Knicks. He shouldn't go to the Spurs. He shouldn't go to Memphis. So where should he go? Nowhere?
Chicago.
Wrong.
Dwight Howard
should not
and Derrick Rose together.
Because Derrick Rose got that on by. See, stop. See, you should not go
Derrick
to
Derrick Rose didn't play 3
ball.
Seconds this year. What does he have on lock?
You know what?
Derrick Rose saw his team falling apart in front of him, and he didn't step foot on the basketball court.
But this could be a team, you want them to have an epic fail. Let's be clear, mister. Let's be clear, sir. Dwight Howard does not need to go to the Chicago Bulls. You never go to a team that already has a star when you're seeking to be the star of the team. When he was with Orlando, he was the star of the team. You
this
never
is a different
leave
age,
a
lady.
Team that has a star.
This is
you never leave
day
a
age.
Team that you are the star of to become the star of somebody else's team. That's not what you
let
do.
Let me tell you why you leave a team that you are the star of. Because
okay.
the Miami Heat exist in today's world, all right? You, Dwight Howard, are not good enough no matter where you go. If you are the only person, if you are the man, Dwight Howard is not good enough to beat the Miami Heat by himself. Am I right about that? Can we agree to that?
No.
So Dwight Howard puts on his Superman cape, goes out there, and beats the Heat by himself. That's what you're telling us. I think Diva J's phone has disconnected her for ridiculousness. And by ridiculousness, I mean the statements that she just made. Dwight Howard is a great player. A little raw on the offensive side, great defensively, great rebounder. But Dwight Howard cannot go to a team where he is the lone star and lead them to a championship in today's NBA climate. Let me tell you why. Because teams are putting together super teams that have 2 to 3 superstars on them. You look at OKC. They have 2 legitimate superstars, Russell Westbrook, Kevin Durant. You look at the Miami Heat, 2 legitimate superstars, 1 star, and the pterodactyl-looking guy. What's his name? Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh is a legit star. Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, legit superstars. You have to, I repeat, have to have more than one superstar on your team to win. Just my thoughts.
That's just your thought, and that's your thought. You are entitled to your opinion.
Dwight Howard doesn't shoot three-pointers. Dwight Howard plays a dependent position, and by dependent position, I mean Dwight Howard has to rely on other people on his team to get him the ball. If that doesn't happen, Dwight Howard is rendered useless on the offensive end. That's why Dwight Howard can't do it by himself.
That's fine, but he ain't going to do it with the Lakers. So, next team.
The Bulls.
No. And I hope, they're not even in discussion with the Bulls.
What is wrong with the Bulls?
I hope they're not even in discussion with the Bulls. First of all, I don't have anything against the Chicago Bulls. I actually like the Chicago Bulls. I think their clothes is very attractive. But I am not a fan of the Bulls. I just think that he's, you know, him and all his glory is a glory.
Wow.
I don't think you watch tennis for the. I don't think. There's no way I believe that you watch tennis to watch tennis. You watch tennis because you want to see Serena and all of her glories of glory.
Not the truth. Listen, I like tennis. I think tennis is a sport which pretty much, you know, meets all the standards of sport. In basketball, let me tell you why I like tennis. Basketball, you have 5 guys on each team on the court at any one time, meaning one player can have a great game and still lose because the other team played better than his team. On the tennis court, you don't have those kinds of excuses. So if Rafael Nadal, for instance, is having a better day than, let's say, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal wins no matter what some other tennis player did that day because they're not on the court with him. He's just playing one other person. He has to beat one other person, and it's a test of wills, physicality, and skill. That's why I like tennis. Now, Serena Williams is just the icing on the cake. She happens to be dominant, and she happens to be glorious. Just my thoughts, people.
Can you explain what glorious means?
I like how you always try to make this some psychology class or the Oprah Winfrey show.
Never. I don't like Oprah Winfrey. And, well, psychology was my major in college. So.
Hold on. What do you have against Oprah?
Nothing. I just don't care for her.
See what I'm saying, black people? If you're black and you're listening to the show right now, this is why we are collectively, I won't say all of us, but as a whole where we are. Because we don't like each other. We don't like each other.
Oh, come on,
two of the most,
Hold on.
Two of the most prominent black people in this country, Oprah Winfrey and LeBron James, have both been hated on by Diva J today.
No, actually, haven't. Answer me this question. Answer me one question. What has Oprah done
Let's
for black
do
people?
Oprah Winfrey. Listen.
Exactly. You can't answer.
I wasn't done. I'm sure Oprah has done. She has charities, right?
Which
charities? I'm sure black people.
What charities does she have for black people? That are not in Africa.
Hold on. I don't think here's the other thing that black people do all the time. We do this separatist thing. I'm not saying that Oprah's charities in America are geared towards only black people. But the fact that she has a charity that black people can benefit from
is
a positive.
People. What black people?
I don't know what black people are benefiting
exactly.
from Oprah's charity.
You know what? This is what I don't
hold
like.
On. But are you saying that no black people have benefited from Oprah's charity?
I'm not. Anybody who knows me, I'm not racist but a bit. I am. I'm just sold out on African American culture and helping my people and helping us to, you know, thrive and succeed in life, and which is why I went to an HBCU, which is why I would not personally attend a PWI to save my life. I was accepted to prestigious PWIs, Ohio State being one of them, and I would never, ever have attended and given my money to an institution that was not for the better of African-American culture. So with that being said, I'm not necessarily for people who negate the African-American culture, in my opinion. No, I have not sat down and watched the Oprah Winfrey show. No, I am not for, you know, the OWN movement. I'm just not. It's just me. Unfortunately, my culture won't allow me to be. I can't name one thing that Oprah Winfrey has done for the better of us. Yes, she has succeeded in her chosen field. Yes, she has created a wonderful example for people to follow. However, in my opinion, she forgot about her people, in my opinion.
I need to have my word heard here. The fact that Oprah is Oprah at this point, and her current career path has led her to where she is now, all right? One of a handful of black billionaires, in this country at least, is the freaking benefit of black people. You understand what I'm saying? Black people have been able to sit down or whatever, however they view Oprah, watch her, listen to her, whatever, and take heed and say, listen, this is possible now.
What are you taking heed to? I'm not understanding that.
This is what I'm saying. It's not necessarily. What I'm telling you is it's not necessarily a tangible thing. It's intangible, but it's tangible in the sense that you see Oprah succeeding, which then leads you or whoever, inspires whoever, sparks the thing inside of them to say, hey, I can be the next Oprah, or I can be better than Oprah. It's possible.
But you're succeeding, and it's not based on Oprah. So now what?
No. Listen. I'm not saying what I do and the way I live is based off of Oprah. No, that would be true. However, for me to say that seeing Oprah and her where she is now had no effect on me would be a lie.
It has no effect on me.
What I'm saying is, okay, and also I have to address this real fast. You said that you refused to go to a PWI and that you got accepted to Ohio State and that you didn't go because they're not for the betterment of black culture or whatever. Do you think the thousands of people who have graduated from Ohio State, the thousands of black people, let's just use them, that have graduated from Ohio State haven't been for the betterment of our
race or people? I said me personally. It had nothing to do with anybody else. There are a lot of prestigious African-American people who have graduated from PWIs and who have gone on to make awesome contributions to culture in general. I said me personally.
Fair.
And the reason
that I say that
is because when I was in grammar school, when I was in elementary school, I went to an emergent elementary school, which means that everything I learned was in a different language. I spoke French all the way up. Well, I still speak French. I took all of my classes in French from K through 8th grade, and I did not learn anything about my culture in that program. So it caused me to forget or not even be interested in my culture because I was learning so much about European culture that I negated where I came from. Now, though I do have European blood in me, I did not know anything about African-American culture other than Martin Luther King Jr. and Rosa Parks. It didn't go beyond that. Didn't know about Marcus Garvey. Didn't know about Malcolm X. I didn't know about Paul Robeson. I didn't know about these people who made awesome contributions to this great land in which we live. I learned everything about overseas. As a matter of fact, I went overseas 3 times. I went to Paris, I went to London, and I went to the UK 3 times to study abroad. But I didn't think about going to Africa. I didn't think about learning more about my Jamaican heritage. I didn't think about things like that because it wasn't the focus of my education. My education wasn't based on that. So when I say that out of experience, that in going to an emerging magnet school, I did not get a chance to learn about my culture. So when I chose to go to a HBCU, it was because I wanted to learn more. It was because I wanted to know about my people. It was because I wanted to experience my people.
Absolutely.
When I look at people it's not that I have anything against her. I just personally don't see the contribution. You can become a millionaire. You can follow your own path, and if your path leads you to become a millionaire, that's where your path leads you. I don't think that people have to look at Oprah as an example of what they can become and think you can become anything you want to be. I don't look at anybody and say, oh, I need to be like them, or oh, I want to be like them. Oh, if she can do it, I can do it. I've never been that type of person, and I don't ever want to be that type of person. I wouldn't raise my kids to be like that. I wouldn't raise my kids to be like, okay, look at her, and you can be just like her. No, you be like you.
Okay, and everything you just said was fair, and I want to clear something up, that my statement wasn't made to say to you should be like Oprah or anybody else. I'm just saying that in a country like the one we live in, where we have been, to quote a great American, the burden bearers for the true citizens of this nation, somebody like Oprah should be an inspiration. Not necessarily saying you should go look at Oprah, study Oprah, be Oprah. No, I wouldn't raise my daughter to do that either. It's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that Oprah's contribution or to black people in this country is not, well, does exist. Like, I'm just saying, it's not that she's not done anything for black people in this country. Anyway, we need another show. Like, we need another show called Injustice or something on the Intune show, where me and Diva J can spend an hour talking about this, because we can go. We can go. And we can go after this. It is, in fact, and I like the way that you presented your points. I think that was what you said was absolutely the truth, that black people in this country do learn French before they learn Swahili. They do learn things like that before, you know, you learn about your true culture or where you came from. We don't, and we get a month, and that month just happens to be the shortest month in our calendar year. So I agree in that respect. But this is the locker room. I am out to do. That is Diva J. This is the Intune show. Black people, if you want some more knowledge, or white people, whoever's listening, because I don't want to sound like a racist. I know Diva J doesn't want to sound like a racist. That is not what we are. I love everybody. But if you are listening and you want some more knowledge, follow us on Twitter at Altidude, Altidude, at Diva J, DivaH_J, at us, at the Intune Show, NTUNEDSHOW. The official Miss P is on Twitter now. Ask us about our feelings on not just sports. We're so much more than just sports. This so happens to be a sports show, though. Diva J, you got something to say to people?
No. I think the topic of discussion towards the end was very, very interesting. You know, I always tell people if I was born in the 50s and the 40s, I would have been a Black Panther.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I always told people if I was born in the 50s or 40s, I wouldn't have made it because there was no Xbox 360.
That's interesting. I said I wouldn't have made it, but it wasn't because of no electronics. It's because I wouldn't have taken the disrespect standing up. It just wouldn't have happened.
See, here we go. We got 3 minutes, right? I hate when people say that. And I'm not saying that you wouldn't have stood by your scruples there. But
why do you hate when people say that?
Because, man, it's just so disrespectful to the people who lived through it. To say that are somehow stronger than they were then.
Let me be clear on my statement here. The reason that I wouldn't have made it is because I wouldn't have stood by and watched innocent people die. And I'm not saying this against anybody who's had to watch it or who experienced it. I personally, with my attitude, I just couldn't have done it. I would have been dead. I just could not have done it.
It's like the people who say they couldn't have been slaves. Could you have been a slave?
I am a slave.
No, but I'm saying, could you have been a slave during,
no.
Exactly.
No.
And you don't know that, because once Master would have whipped out his whip, slashed you a couple times, you'd have had the Eddie Murphy face and been like, oh, just keep that over there. You want me to go pick this cotton? I got it.
You know what? We can't.
We're
not gonna get into this discussion right now because it's a deep discussion. My personal feelings on a lot of stuff is that I just don't think I could have done it.
Anyway,
I would have been
before we get like banned, because I feel like this is what Miss P wanted us not to do, is to get too controversial. and I apologize. We have allowed ourselves to get too deep into this. Miss P, are you there? You please end the show for us.
Yes, I'm here, baby. Thank you. And I do like the idea of you guys, you know, talking about that, you know, controversy. I think that you guys have valid points, and it's a lot of stuff that's not addressed, you know, that needs to be addressed, and I think that you guys just opened the door for that. So, yeah, once again, Diva J and Altitude rules the In Tune show.
Thank you. We're signing off.
Thank you. Thank you for today. Thanks, Diva J.
All right, bye,
love.
Bye, babies.
I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go.